USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reportedly telling NATO allies they must spend more on defense or face consequences. The New York Times is reporting that President Trump sent letters a few weeks ago to leaders of NATO nations expressing irritation at what he sees as disproportionate American spending on the alliance, and that the letters threaten to alter U.S. global military presence if other nations don't step up. President Trump has a phone call with the Mexican president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says of it.
They had a very positive and constructive first call. It lasted about a half hour, and they talked pretty extensively about trade and the willingness for both parties to come together to make a deal.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
The feds close in on a terrorist who was looking to kill Americans on America's birthday.
The FBI stops a terrorist attack planned for the 4th of July in Cleveland, Ohio.
We're here today to announce the arrest of Demetrius Nathaniel Pitts.
Special agent in charge, Stephen Anthony, says the agency receiving tips, Pitts making statements supporting Al-Qaeda. Investigators also finding disturbing posts on social media.
The FBI received reporting that Pitts was making statements espousing his support for Al-Qaeda and also his actions against particular United States entities, his violent intentions.
U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman says Pitts spotted doing surveillance in downtown Cleveland, reportedly looking for locations to park a van loaded with explosives. Pitts facing up to 20 years in prison.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Yet another study on coffee, this from the Journal of the American Medical Association, saying coffee drinkers are 12% more likely to live longer as compared to non-coffee drinkers. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Automakers say the tariffs President Trump is threatening to impose on imported vehicles could add $4,000 to $5,000 to the price of every new vehicle sold here. The carmakers say that would be the case even for foreign vehicles made in the U.S. Auto industry analysts saying it's because makers would spread the cost of tariffs among many vehicles, so individual models wouldn't be at a disadvantage. If not, the prices would rise even more for those vehicles. A number of car makers, including General Motors and Toyota, say the tariffs on cars could also lead to a lot of job losses. China's government claims to have developed what it calls a laser rifle. The Chinese say that weapon can burn up an enemy soldier more than a half mile away. Researchers quoted in the South China Morning Post saying the rifle can instantly carbonize skin and tissue, set a person on fire, and cause pain beyond endurance in the process. The paper quotes a laser weapon scientist who says the rifle can burn through clothing in a split second. The weapon is said to weigh about as much as an AK-47 with a range of 800 meters. And as Toys R Us shuts down after 70 years for bankruptcy, an anonymous shopper bought all the remaining toys from the Raleigh, North Carolina location to give to underprivileged kids. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.